I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest, go real with ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello, and welcome to the Thursday KBJ After the Show podcast. You guys throw stuff at us, we'll talk about it. Easy to do, mail@kvjshow.com, mail@kvjshow.com. Somebody has a functional question here about the regular show, I think, broadcast on 97.9 WRMF. Cesar from Green Acre said, "Hey, Kev, a few months back, you spoke about how loud commercials are compared to their cable or satellite show broadcast volume, how you found it annoying, etc., how it's supposed to be illegal or something. Why is it that commercials for radio, KBJ show, are considerably louder than the show itself? I'm constantly finding myself having to lower my volume when you go to commercial." Yeah, the stuff happening on TV, there was something, and I think the FCC now has regulations because they're amping up the volume intentionally on commercials so that, you know, they would cut through more and try to get your attention about products. Ours is just bad volume levels.
It's bad level management.
Well, yes. I saw him in the chat room going, "Not cool, KVJ. Y'all, we ain't got zero. We have no control over the commercials or the music."
Yeah. No.
During that time of the show, we have to sit back and take it like a little bitch.
Yeah, well, I am frequently making comments to Denny saying, "Hey, that's this way or that's not right or we need to fix that." And yeah, but I can promise you that I set the levels where they should be. But yeah, I'm often during commercials, I'm distracted getting ready for the next segment, checking texts, getting stories ready, comments, all this kind of stuff. And then I look down, like today, I think it was the weather guy was like, his levels were through the roof. And so I'm trying to bring that down, but then I get distracted with something else. And it's like, I got to remember bring this level up. And then if the computer's in automatic, you know, when a song fires out of the middle of nowhere, that's because I left it on. So it's just, there's just too many things. It's not supposed to be that way. It's not a devious plan where we're trying to make the audio louder so you pay attention. It's just that incompetency.
I noticed, too, a lot of car commercials are a little bit louder. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
And they come at you hard, too.
They do.
If a commercial starts with either, like, somebody screaming or music really, like, aggressive, it's going to be a wild contrast to three people just talking normal.
And sometimes people go, why are they letting that commercial air? It's such a bad commercial. It's such a weird commercial. A lot of times the client is the one paying for that commercial, and they're like, you know what? That's how I want it. That's what I'm paying, and that's how it's going
to
be.
They pay to have it sound aggressive and disconcerting.
That's what they – their money, that's what they want.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but we do. It's hard to get – because you have a bunch of different people that work here that load commercials into the system, and so there's no consistent level –
Well, there should be, and that's probably a good email. I'll have Denny's get on that because the studios should all match up on the same levels. So that's point one. And then point two, each person putting together a commercial should say it should hit at this level, and that's it. So make sure your levels are correct and make sure the studios are in alignment for the right levels. And if that's the case, then our show should be at the exact same volume level as the commercials and everything should be sound and succinct. So yeah, that's how it should be, and I'll double back around to say, are we doing this? Because this is kind of how it's supposed to be done in radio.
Kevin's a dick.
Are we not doing it?
Kevin's a dreamer.
No, I'm just saying, it seems like anytime you bring up anything, you're considered a dick, but you're really not. You're just saying, hey, look, it's not done right.
And who loads in that weather? Because they need to really...
I don't know. Fucking load it again.
They need to
reload it.
How do you not hear that it's overly modulated?
Well, that might be on the person record, like the weather person recording it, because I think they send it to us, right?
They do.
So then I think we have to load it, right,
on
this end?
But if they record it at a terrible level and the
then we should say, I'm not running it.
That's what it comes down to.
I'm not running an over-modulated weather.
Because if it's over-modulated, there's a good chance it's over-modulating on the weather people's
Who's the asshole that looks bad? Us.
We look bad, though.
It looks like we can't.
Well, Cesar.
It looks like we're doing the weather guy dirty.
Cesar thinks we're putting up the volume on the commercials.
I can promise you I'm way too busy to sit here and intentionally, deviously, like, I'm going to.
I'm going to ruin that weather guy.
Yeah, this will get their attention. Let me put up the volume.
Yeah, so. Yeah, thanks. But if you guys ever notice anything like that, yeah, please let us know, because during commercials, I'm a lot of times not able to listen. So if there's something like that, let me know, and I will run back and. Yeah, guys, can we try to...
Because you're on the phone putting out fires at your house.
Yeah, I got other things going. Well, that's just it. It's like, guys, I just... Honestly, there's a limit to how much I can do at one time.
Y'all about to make Kevin snap.
Well, it's just everybody's like, we want your attention, we want your attention, we want your attention. I'm like, I got to do a fucking show, y'all. I'm like, I can't help you out. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, pretty much between 6 and 11, I'm kind of busy.
I can't look at anything else, because if I do, then the weather guy is overmodulated.
Well, people don't realize, like, all you're doing. They think you just kick back with a cup of coffee and you just are like, you know, chatting.
Sipping.
So, yeah.
Chatting.
Just, you know.
Telling dick jokes by the water cooler.
Yeah.
I know people always say, so you guys start at 6, you get out at 10. What a cush job. I'm like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. You have no idea.
Another question. Kim had said, hey, can somebody please fix the jacked up blinds in the studio? It's driving me crazy. I think it's the OCD in me.
Oh, that's Jaybird's blinds.
I'll fix them right now.
Okay.
All right, okay, I'll fix it. We don't need a fucking commentary about how dumb I am.
This is the best part. Wait, let me get this on video.
You know what? I'll do it after the podcast.
Aw. You don't want to dig into it right now?
I'm not dancing for you, witch.
Oh, yeah. Come on, monkey.
Uh-huh. She was so hopeful.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I'll make you a star on my Instagram, kid.
No, I can't wait. I'm looking to not be a star on your Instagram.
We're talking about Robert the Doll in Key West, one of the greatest... like spooky paranormal stories, I think, that we have in South Florida. And Ozzy Osbourne had brought it up. He had gone and visited Robert the Doll in 2017, farted in front of the doll, and then all these bad things happened to him. And he and his son went back and apologized to Robert to try to make all the bad things stop that's going on in Ozzy's life. And Michelle C., she sent a photo of Robert. She said, last June I took this photo. I did ask for permission. However, the next day, I was supposed to rent a car to come back to Palm Beach County for work, and my credit card malfunctioned. The airplane ticket, I couldn't even get that. I rode down with friends. I had to stay an extra day. Luckily, my job understood. Also, my camera started not focusing, and the whole phone started acting up after I took the picture.
Oh, boy.
And she said, yeah, that apparently is par for the course. They say that a lot of times if you snap a photo of Robert the Doll, a lot of people say that their cameras start to malfunction. He'll play tricks. He'll hide keys, or he'll mess with your travel plans, things like that. So it's more of kind of a mischievous type thing, it seems to be, like, is the MO. If you do believe that Robert the Doll has any kind of power, that's typically what he does.
I'm not going to go see that doll, because stuff already goes wrong enough when I'm traveling.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
Go. You should. Because you're ballsy like that. You look at ghosts and go, what? Bring it.
Would you go? Would that be a fun trip for you? Go down there and explore that and look at that?
Yeah, I would do that.
We've
be a
done
lot
it
of fun.
A few times. I love the Keys.
I thought me and you did go see Robert the Doll when we were down there briefly.
I don't believe I have. I don't remember that. Now, there's a lot of things that have happened with me in Key West that I don't really remember.
This is before you stayed on the karaoke stage for way too long.
So, yeah, I can't really vouch for
I get it. Key West can, you know.
Look, back in the day, Kev used to take down about 8 rum runners.
Oh, yeah.
He loved a rum runner.
Yeah. I love a rum runner.
Back before he was sugar conscious.
Yeah.
Kevin would drink rum runners and mudslides.
I remember.
Which is like a 1,300 calorie drink.
Well, we did that reality radio contest. That was my first year on the show. It was called Wild Quest. And the very first bar we went to was at Wet Willie's. And they had all those sugary drinks. And I had that call a cab. And it fucked me up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Call a cab is the name of it.
Can you believe how much sugary daiquiris we used to drink?
Yeah, but you know that time too, that was, you know, mid to late 20s, so, you know, it was something I could get away with a little bit more then.
Yeah,
the good old days.
Now we're so old, I have a little bit of sugar and it throws me all out of whack.
Yeah. I just could not believe that call a cab drink, because they had another one up here in Palm Beach. I think it was connected to the old Comedy Store.
Yeah, what was that place? That was
Wet Willie's. Yeah, I can't remember what they called that one.
I just remember that they had that call a cab, and you know, we're all seasoned drinkers here. 3/4 after that drink, and you're like, holy shit, I am not drunk, shwasted.
I think they use like 191 and like grain alcohol. And
it's
like,
a dick kicker.
It's a dick kicker.
You better brace yourself.
I just couldn't believe how drunk it got me.
Yeah.
You then had to call a cab. You're like, the shit works.
Right.
Aptly named.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I got an email here. The truth about arepas says, hey guys, I'm Claire, a longtime listener. Anyways, I was listening to the ATS from earlier in the week, and you guys were talking about the arepa and how it doesn't taste as good as it visually looks like it would.
Yes.
Agreed.
Well, what you guys called arepa, those yellow round things filled with mozzarella you typically get at fairs, are not the real arepas that. You should try the Venezuelan arepa. They're white. They're made with white cornmeal, and you can fill them with anything you want to, from plain cheese to chicken salad with avocado, which is one of the most famous ones. It's called the Reina Pepiada, and some of my favorite are the ones that are filled with shredded beef, black beans, and shredded white cheese. OMG, pure deliciousness.
I mean, I'm all about trying the Venezuelan surprises.
Because I kind of had an epiphany the other night after we were talking. Go, you know what, man? I should love this food, this snack. And I've had it at the same place every single time.
So the South Florida Fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's right after a concert.
Wait, it's not authentic at the whiter than white South Florida Fair?
So I'm dissing this beautiful dish, and I'm kind of being a...
It's not the Venezuelan one. We want the Venezuelan one.
Because on paper, we should love the empanada, or the arepa, I mean, sorry. The arepa.
I do love the empanada.
I love it too.
Clara said those yellow round shit pancakes are a fraud. They're not arepas in Venezuela. They're called cachapas, made with yellow cornmeal. But even saying that, those are giving those round shit yellow pancakes too much credit. Anyways, just wanted to give you guys correct info. And Jaybird, you should try going to a Venezuelan restaurant and have a real arepa. You will love it, I guarantee you.
I know I will.
I would love to. Where is a real Venezuelan restaurant?
You weren't here yesterday, but I retracted a lot of my opinions about the arepa because it wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair. I was speaking on emotion.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well, it's big of you to apologize.
When you're wrong, Virginia.
And Francisco. A little bit of information here. Said, hello, guys. A Colombian listener sent you an email asking you to try arepas. Please, whenever possible, go to a Venezuelan place. So, double down.
Okay. Wow. So, the Latin constituency is telling us that the South Florida Fair may not be authentic.
Double date, you panda, me and Soups.
I love it.
Let's do this shit.
I'd be happier if you'd bring a girl.
A double date with Virginia with a girl. I don't know.
Got any arepas on the back burner?
If you are cool, hell yeah. But you're going to try a Wet Willie, maybe? Fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, the more I think about it, me and Suits are going.
Yeah.
Alone.
Said, try our arepas, believe me. It's a whole different thing. Our countries have had this issue for centuries. Arepas are Colombian. No, arepas are Venezuelan. Oh. Just trust your palate. Go to a Venezuelan place, and then you'll understand why this is an amazing food. Imagine a Canadian claiming burgers are from there.
People said we were saying it wrong, too, Virginia. It sounded like we were saying that we hate arepas. That's what it sounded like.
Well, everyone should hate rapists.
Agreed.
Okay, so there's a Venezuelan restaurant called Chiquitas on Military Trail. It's 4.5 stars.
Okay.
Don Arepa, the Venezuelan restaurant, is in Green Acres. That sounds legit.
So I just want to make sure we're saying it right. Arepa, right?
Arepa.
Oh, gosh, I'm so jealous of y'all going to roll your R's. Damn it. Arepa. Alepa. Damn, I can't do it. Kevin still, he is personal shit on his text. Kevin,
are you still fighting with your personal text messages?
Are you still dealing with that horseshit?
I was checking something else.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There's also another one called Delicias de la Abuela.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
That sounds lovely.
That was borderline sexy.
That means grandma's deliciousness, right?
It's like delicious food of grandma. Yeah, okay. Grandma's.
Not grandma herself is delicious.
No, you're not saying grandma's delicious.
Get over here, girl.
Grandma's pie is delicious.
I think what...
come sit on my lap. Let's talk about the first thing that a rape buzz up.
It says, Coco said, Kev, I know you've been improving a lot on your Spanish. Note to you, the next time you say cocaine in Spanish, remember to pronounce the last A. Every time you say cocaína, you kind of bounce out of the word by the end of it. And the correct way to say it is including the last A, pronouncing it the short way, cocaína.
Cocaína?
Cocaína,
I believe, yeah.
Cocaina. I got that one. As long as there's no double R's, I'm good.
That's good. Yeah, no, definitely. Need all my Spanish speakers out there to try to help me out because, yeah, that's the tough thing is learning all the little dialects and all that kind of stuff.
Who rolls a better R, the witch or the Kevin Ralston?
Well, he doesn't have any Hispanic. I think I have like 13%.
Still, though, can he be? He's been doing the work. I don't know if you have.
I have not. That's right. He's been doing the Spanish speaking lessons.
Are you a bad Mexican? Like, I'm a bad Italian?
Yeah. I'm not Mexican food is not my specialty to cook. I wish it was.
Do you love it?
Here's why I don't, because my mom would always make it growing up. We had Mexican rice like 4 times a week, and so I'm like, enough already with the red fucking rice.
I love Mexican rice.
I'm just, ugh.
That's how I felt about spaghetti. We had fucking spaghetti all the time. We had all this bullshit spaghetti.
And my mom didn't make like fun stuff. She didn't go like all crazy and do like, you know, burritos or chimichangas and stuff like that. I mean, we had like a basic ass Mexican rice. It was very boring.
And sometimes people can make Mexican rice bland. You got to make sure that shit is seasoned right. Was it bland?
Well, she used to make it bland for us because we were little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it typically shouldn't be. And that's what's kind of tricky is that, you know, in fact, I was even yesterday, I was on Twitter looking at some Buckeye football stuff, but somebody's asking, saying, hey, where can I get really authentic Mexican? And somebody made the comment, and I know this, my parents are this way, they eat bland food. And they said, unfortunately, you can't get great Mexican in Columbus because the palate here is set for bland food. And, you know, truly, really great Mexican, authentic stuff. I didn't really have good Mexican until I went to Fresno, California. And they've got a ton of great Mexican stuff, food there. You can get it. And it is. It's got, it's so much flavor. It's great.
I gave my grandma's from Long Island, and she has the most boring palate. Like, just take green beans out of a can.
Right.
Put them in a pot on the stove. You don't add nothing to them, and that's the way you eat them. Like, I would rather stab myself in the eye with the fork. Yeah. But I gave her gumbo, and she was like, what the hell? Like, just because it's a flavor explosion. Right. Mm-hmm. And I just feel bad for the people that live in areas of our country that don't have seasoned food.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's messed up.
I don't like that. My dad especially is that way, where he just doesn't want any kind of anything crazy. He wanted just the stuff he eats. I'm like, that's so boring. It's just so bland. And when I got out and started having New Orleans, I love the food. I love Spanish food. It's amazing. So
you got me into the seasoned game. We went to Whole Foods. I bought all kinds of seasoning. I'm seasoning up all kinds of bullshit.
It really does make, you have to eat like a shitty little piece of chicken or fish. You can jazz it up a lot with the right herbs.
The asparagus I've been making, and I try to char it. I like a little burnt.
Me too.
But I will put that garlic powder and then that one seasoning you got. It was like 19 different seasonings on there.
Herbes de Provence.
Yes. Herbes de Provence. Yes.
It's like a bunch all in one jar. It makes it easy.
Yeah. It's for fuck faces who can't cook.
I use it too.
Easy
so
enough.
It makes it easy for all cooking fuck faces. Even if you like it or don't.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Talking about the college football. I don't know if you saw, boy, LSU is a spicy little place. And they're kind of trying to weed out of some problems that they had here. One of their former wide receivers, Odell Beckham Jr., he's kind of a big name, plays for the Cleveland Browns now.
Big name.
Yeah, well, last year, I think it was right after the national championship game, he was on the field handing out money to
to
players.
To the players?
Yes,
yeah,
$2,000.
And they have a problem with that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be paying players, and so LSU is trying to backpedal out of that, and they've a lot of times schools will try to punish themselves and say, oh, we'll take away a couple scholarships and this and that. So they slap themselves on the wrist, hoping the NCAA won't lay down the big kaboom. And I'd also seen yesterday that apparently an offensive lineman was paid $180,000.
$180,000?
Yes. Uh-huh. Went through his dad and all that kind of stuff.
There really is. There's a lot of shitty shit in athletic. Even on a small, shitty team that I played on in baseball, junior college baseball, there was shady shit going on with the scholarships to the point where we were on probation.
Wow.
Because there were so many broken rules. My coach was doing all kinds of fucked up shit with scholarships illegally. Yeah.
There was a big old party happening in the Bayou last year. They won a national championship. Their quarterback won the Heisman Trophy.
It was a good year.
Yeah. And their coach, you know, if you saw him, Coach O, he had his wife, and she was just hanging on him everywhere they were going, you know, when they're asking him at the end. And he, after, you know, that all happened, he's like, girl, you got to go. And he divorced his wife, and now there's a photo of Coach O's new side piece that they got a photo. She snapped an Instagram photo and posted that, and of course that's everywhere. So
is she a freshman?
I don't know. She's a lot younger than his wife, who was with him at the end of the national championship game. So
Coach, oh no,
they're paying players. He's getting tail. I mean, they're having a good old time. Now they're not very good this season, and the program's kind of falling apart 1 year after winning it. But
all the good players graduated.
Yeah, they did. They took off, and so did his good coaches. So Coach O was kind of by himself with his side piece.
He looks very sad.
I'm so sure that she loves seeing his gross old wrinkled dick.
Go Tigers. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she loves it.
Yeah. So he's enjoying the spoils of winning a national championship.
Good for him.
Yeah. We'll see.
He's a good old Cajun boy.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. We'll see how much longer. I think he's already on the hot seat this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, so man. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that taste of national championships, and they're not good this year.
He's been busting his ass trying to recruit over COVID.
Yeah,
he talks to like 30 players a day because they released the limitations on how much you can talk to high school kids.
Yeah, it's a dead recruiting period. You can't have official visits going on right now, and so it's making it tough.
He talks to all of them on the phone every day. Like
that's the guy right there. Is that what you're talking about? Is he leaving it in the sheets? Is that what's going on? Because you could leave it in the sheets.
It's tough. Recruiting in college football is it's a big deal, and you're always on the phone doing stuff. In fact, most of the bigger schools, LSU I'm sure has it, but I know at Ohio State they have a 10-person department that just does trying to recruit players and try to find, you know, clever ways to pay them and things like that. So,
clever ways to not say you're paying them, but make them happy.
Well, dude, don't go on the fucking field. At least do it behind the bleachers or something.
That was Odell. Yeah, that wasn't the school. Yeah. I mean,
he's been banned for 2 years from the program.
Okay.
But did anyone take the money?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're a player. You should know, dude, we can't do this here. Yeah. Shit. You ever see the movie
Blue
Chips?
They won the national championship. They were caught up in it.
Well, a lot of them were seniors, too, and they were quoted as saying, I'm finished. As soon as that game was over, a lot of them looked at it like their college career was over. Yeah. And so by taking the money, it doesn't really matter because they're done playing college football as soon as the clock hit zero.
Well, I wonder how long after that national championship did Coach O look at his wife and say, this is over.
Yeah,
because
when that hit zero, so did she.
Get away from me, woman. I'm a national champion. I'm going to go out and get me some young college co-ed poontang.
Young squirrel.
Yeah.
Freshman.
Coach O's going to hand out a couple big O's. That's right. He's enjoying himself, so we'll see. Let me see here. Other stuff we got today. The Without You Saying What You Did game. Now, I believe, Virginia, you and I get to play this game. Is that correct? And Denny's is the host? Is that how it went down, Bird?
I love it.
Wait, what now?
You sent me in the email today, you said the Without Saying What You Did game. Without saying what you did, just tell us why did you do it?
I was just giving you examples in case you wanted to play it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We have to guess what you're talking about. Producer Denny's has the answers. KBJ sees if they can guess what you did.
Those are not my answers. Those are, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
But we can talk about it on the air now.
Okay. So what is the premise of the game?
You basically would have people call up, mm-hmm. and they would give you, they would give us the what they. I got to look at it. I sent it early this morning.
Were you smoking weed?
No, it's something that's very new.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a game we had already.
No, I was giving you examples of how to play it. So if a listener called up.
Yeah, he would say, like, I was a moron and volunteered for it without fully understanding it.
And then we'd have to go around the room and try to figure out what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And the answer was, like, I was a taste tester for a company working on fake meat. I got so sick I was hospitalized due to their food.
Yeah, it's almost like a guessing game, like a matching game sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping we could work through it before it hit the airwaves, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, when I saw him, I'm like, oh, Denny's got the answers. It's a fun little game.
Let's play.
I didn't look. I just saw that part. I'm like, going, all right, I'll
I wrote up a little thing about how to play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That's not going to see the light of day.
Oh, that sounds great.
It could be fun.
They can't all be home runs.
You just got to see it, man. You got to fucking be in it for you to see the art of it.
I got an email here from Deanna. Said, KVJ, I just had to share this. I just got off work and I turned on the TV. And this is what I see. Are people serious? Please see the picture. I need to hear your reactions. It's a divorce court. Debbie Wright, 57 years old, Denver, Colorado, claims her husband loves his dogs and his cars more than he loves her. I guess is that what that is? Yeah, I'm actually not surprised by that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that love animals way more than their husband or wife.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of marriages that will get to that point where at some point they're like, yeah, you know what? They aren't as interested in sex and the side piece. A lot of times they just want some peace and quiet, and they're like, I like my dogs and I like my cars. Woman, leave me alone.
Some people love being married. God bless you. If you're married and you guys get along and actually like each other, mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing. I think we're all looking for that.
Yeah.
But if it's not that, it sounds like it really sucks, man.
Good luck, Bird, because people change.
I think I've missed it.
You might love her today. You probably won't love her tomorrow. She's going to go through some shit and be a different person. And you're going to wake up and be like, what the fuck did I do?
Love is dead.
That's it. Things will change. Or you'll win a national championship.
And then you'll have to give her half your money and stuff just to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy. It's not happening. No, if it would pain me to see an ex take away all my G.I. Joes. Because I know she wouldn't want them. It would just have me to fucking.
She would take them to burn them.
Just to fucking make me go, what the shit? You don't even like G.I. Joe.
No girls do.
A lot of guys don't either, Virginia.
Let me see here. Anything else? Yesterday, we were talking about which is better, and I thought this was the case. I remember I had seen a Twitter poll that had gone on about what is better, cubed or crushed ice, and they had cubed ice at 70%, and the crushed ice was like at 30%. I'm like, there's no way that can be right. Crushed ice is so much better, but then Virginia's like, no, I like the cube better. We asked our KBJ audience, and it was what I thought it would be. Crushed ice, 62%, and cubed ice, 38%.
Thank you, finally.
A lot of people do like it crushed, but I just don't agree.
Well, because you're a food/drink snob.
Have you seen those new fridges, the ice cubes they make?
It's huge. The big ones?
The big round ball.
Yeah.
Fancy freaking fridge makes these giant ice balls, and you just put one in a drink, and it looks so cool.
I've kind of seen that move a little bit. Like Scotch drinkers, you know, they'll wind up, instead of putting shaved ice, they'll just put a cube, a big block. Yeah.
Now this special fancy ice box.
It does look fancy
for
whatever reason.
Oh, I want that so bad.
A lot of my friends are doing that now. They're getting the big old ice cubes, drop it right in their drink, and boom.
Yeah.
I'm still not, because my dumbass still tries to bite it and eat it, and it's too big. My mouth is too small.
Yeah, that's not what it's there for. That's really cool, though. And the fridge makes that. It's not just, because, I mean, I guess you could get a fancy tray, it's right? Not
a, you could get a fancy tray, but this is like a fancy fridge. Like, the door is touch screen. It's got, like, glass, and you can see in.
You know what? What would be cool is to get a variety of ice shapes and sizes.
Oh, like, I'm sure
if I still want smaller cubes, let me have that. If I want shaved ice, do that. If I want crushed ice, do that. If I want big-ass cube for my scotch or whatever it is I put this thing in.
I bet you it's got that.
Am I the only one that gets grossed out by refrigerator water, the kind that's already in the fridge? I feel like it's, I don't know, it can go bad or something.
Ice cube trays just lend themselves to so much problems. I mean, any stuff can get in them. Growing up, we had those ice cube trays.
Oh, you see,
and shit would always get in the ice cube tray. There's, and then you'd have like
a frozen pea.
Black flecks in your ice. And you're like, why are there black things in there? What are the black flecks?
We led the league in floaty things in our drinks back at Lake Park. Yeah.
And then your ice kind of tastes like lamb.
It did.
Because your mom had lamb in the fridge. Like, Mom.
I know exactly the pain you speak of.
It would always have whatever your mom put it. Did they make like shitty Ziploc back in the
80s? And now your Coke tastes like lamb.
Yes. Like everything tasted like everything.
Your opinion on that is how I feel about refrigerator water. It doesn't feel natural to me.
I get it.
It tastes like the fucking refrigerator in liquid form.
Do you do the bottled water inside your fridge?
No. I have
a
door with a little thing where you put your cup and it gives you ice or water.
Yeah.
You can go cubed or shaved ice.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's not fancy. I just got cubed or crushed. That's it.
I need to upgrade, though. Those fancy fridges, they start at like $3,000.
Dang.
So it's like buying a jet ski, basically.
Yeah. That's life. There you go.
Everything's expensive. This used to be.
Yeah. That's life. South Florida. Whatever you want to say. Too fancy for me. All right. We got one more day left. And tomorrow, I think, at least according to my app, on the Weather Channel, it's going to be better. Only 20% chance of rain tomorrow.
Yay.
So maybe we can kick off the weekend with some sunshine and fun and who knows what else. So thank you all for all your emails. Back for one more tomorrow. We'll see you then.